systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, May 24th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for being with us, episode 352. Another fucking Monday, the day in the life of me. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
When do you, can you start working
again? I hope so.
I would really, like, from me to you, I would really appreciate it. If you would stop farting and start working. Like, if you could spend the time that you're currently spending right now farting, if you could spend that time working instead of farting, I think that would really benefit us as a couple.
I don't have to work that much, okay? That's a lot
but what
of
if
time.
You, what if you could?
If I could just get paid for that amount of time, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
This is the Jam Hole, 406-204-4687. Of course, you can give us a call. You can watch these shows live at thejamhole.com/live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, of course. And we got a chat room that people can hang out in. The cage for the animals.
And I believe I start work on Friday.
Do you really? Are they opening Friday?
Nay.
Because I'm going to go in there and just say everything I ate was horrible.
Nay.
Who's running this kitchen? Because she should be fired. I mean, he or she, whatever the case may be, they need to be fired.
Technically, I'm not running the kitchen, so go ahead.
Oh, okay.
But I do have a crew.
You have a crew now?
I have a crew.
What's that like?
Pretty gnarly.
Is that awesome?
I've got bitches that do what I want.
Do you have a crew like Lieutenant Colonel Shepard has a crew?
Kind of, but...
That's awesome.
Yeah, but we make food and not kill aliens.
Oh, well, that's nowhere near as cool.
No, but, you know, it's cool enough, and I get paid for it. It's going to be awesome.
So, yeah, if you guys are into pot... Like, we are into pot, like a boss.
Or if you're not, like me.
Or if you just like us, if you just like listening to me. Every Tuesday now, we got it up and running, our brand new sister podcast all about weed. From growing it, to smoking it, to acquiring it, to making bills that you can vote on to make it free and legal and awesome. Hotboxpodcast.com every Tuesday. Right now, we have two rough draft episodes, just kind of quick run-throughs that we did. One's like 20 minutes long, one's an hour long. And yeah, we're going to do them live at hotboxpodcast.com/live. You can check out the site. And if you know how to do CSS or design stuff, you can redo it for me. If not, that's how it's going
to
be.
And if you want to catch me just chilling on the couch,
making
go ahead and tune in live to
like
hotboxpodcast.com/live, right?
It'll be great. I'm
yeah.
excited. I'm
yeah.
almost, I'm going to feel kind of bad that like the Jam Hole is over 350 episodes and Tuesday it'll be Hotbox episode numero uno. And we're only doing it once a week, so it's going to be like, fucking 3 months later, and we're going to have, like, 10 episodes. I'm going to be like, fuck, dude. This is taking too long. So what we're going to do is we're going to kick the Jam Hole down to once a week, and we're going to kick the Hot Box up to 3 days a week. Until they catch up.
I don't think I can handle that, dude.
Until the Hot Box catches up. And then when we're both at around 350, then we'll go back to doing them both once a week.
I don't think I could do that, dude.
Yeah, me neither.
No, because it's already weird enough once a week, me sitting on the couch watching somebody else do a podcast.
Could you handle
room.
That? Like, all the time? Is it weird?
Yeah.
Are you like, I got something to... no, but wait,
It is weird, yeah.
So would you feel better...
I've been trained to talk.
To when I say something stupid, to respond with something equally
or like,
stupid?
To cover the awkward silence or the spaces or the gaps and to not run over you and know when to step in and know when to step out and blah, blah, blah. And it's,
hey, we'll get the hang of it. Don't worry.
Well, it's just awkward for me to sit back
MDS
and let somebody else do it.
MDS says that would take 3.5 years to catch up. That's very reassuring. But no, it's cool. And yeah, I'm enjoying it. It'll be fun. I really like weed and the whole culture and the lead. I like all that stuff, so it'll be cool. So
yeah, it's cool. And I don't smoke pot or anything, but it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
So
it'll be great.
Even if you don't smoke pot, but you still think it should be legal because it does actually help people.
That's right. And if you guys have any questions or comments or anything like that, you can email info@hotboxpodcast.com or go to the site hotboxpodcast.com and check out the About Us page. There's a little comment form there. If you want us to talk about anything in particular for our first episode on Tuesday, we'll be doing it live. Like I said, you guys can watch it as it happens. Got another postcard, thejamhole.com/POBOX. You guys can send us postcards from where you live. This one, this is pretty awesome. It's a postcard for Portage, Michigan. You know, like, postcards are like a state's last, or even a city, I guess. It's like their last chance to, like, take everything that's awesome about their place and, like, make an image representation of it to show everybody, like, this is why you want to come here. We're so awesome. We have the best weed in the valley, or in the U.S., or, you know, something awesome, right?
Uh-huh.
Best snowboarding this side of the fucking Rockies. So Portage, Michigan is apparently known for their celery flats.
That's cool.
What's a celery flat?
That's what is awesome.
That? What is that? I know it's
celery?
Awesome, but what is it? Is it like a celery farm?
I guess.
Celery flats?
I have no idea, dude.
Huh. And it says here, yep, best thing we have is celery and a cricket farm. So that's pretty awesome. And on the back it says, this is my shitty town, fucker, I still love you. The fucking jam hole. That's awesome. And I like here at the bottom, it says, please do not write below this line, space reserved for U.S. Postal Service. And it's like, you know, a pretty good chunk of real estate on the back of the card, right?
Right.
Nothing written in it. Like,
can
the
I
post,
see?
Yeah, check it on the back there. The postcard.
Oh, yeah, I see.
The post office is just like, you can't write on that space because we might, but we don't have to. But you're going to pay for it anyway.
That's gay.
I know. I want my 8 cents back.
We should send postcards back to
everybody. We should cut that part off and put a stamp on it and send it back and be like, here, you forgot to use this.
Yeah, you forgot to use this part right here.
Is Josh still in the chat? I want him to hear this.
Probably not.
Oh,
and
he left.
You know what?
Of course.
He was just here to listen to me poop right before the show.
He was just here to take over the show.
Yeah, he does that.
Every now and then before we go out and smoke, I'll leave the Skype line, the 406-204-4687. I'll leave it on, and it's on auto answer, so I don't have to fuck with it. And every now and then, if you guys are here during the pre-show, someone will just call and
take over
for a while.
It's cool.
It's funny, though, because usually, 9 times out of 10, when we come back in, and, like, I hear them, they'll hang up, like, right away. Like, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to talk to
myself,
everyone in the chat and myself with my feed blaring in the background, echoing. But anyway, I noticed on a Big Mouse podcast, their Sunday show, Josh has this wonderful bit that he just loves so much because he's an arrogant Apple owner.
He is.
Called iPhone News, and basically, you know,
gay.
If you don't have an iPhone, it sucks to be you. Yeah, it sucks to be us that we're not.
It sucks to be you only running one app at a time.
Sucking Apple's
on your
cock.
Little phone that heats up and blows.
Well, that's
up.
Fine, but apparently this news break, this was pretty awesome, I thought. So he was talking about the new iPhone OS 4.0, right?
Right.
That's their new thing. Like, check this out. All of you guys that just bought a 3GS, that's crap. Throw it away. I know you spent hundreds of dollars. Just forget about that, because what we're coming out with next month is going to blow that thing away.
Whoa!
Dude!
Whoa!
This is the 4.0!
No, oh, my
4.0!
God!
4.0! And do you know what it does? Do you know what it does?
Wipes your ass. I have no idea.
It will multitask. So 4.0, they multitask.
Okay.
And it does folders.
Oh, wow.
Which I just want to bring up. So, okay, iPhone 4.0, right? Like, that's it. It's not even out yet, right? You ever heard of, the fuck's it called? Android?
No, never.
1.5? I'll even give you 1.5. We're on 2.1, 2.2 pretty soon. But I'll even put my 1.5 up against your 4.0. We had folders and multitasking, so. Like, way back.
Knowledge on Dead wants to know if there's a teleporter.
Anything short of a teleporter, and I don't care about it. So, it better. But I
would like a teleporter.
That would be nice.
It would be awesome.
And then, from teleporter to Stargate.
I will never own a car again.
I know. I would also...
I'd be like, I just need to be here now.
I would settle for jumping capabilities, though. Or flying.
I never saw that movie, so I don't know.
Well, just trust when I say this. Trust. Okay. It's cool.
Oh, okay.
So, I just wanted to mention that they're like getting so excited over things we've had and taken for granted for like the last, since Android came out. So, it's good that Apple's finally, you know, getting you guys caught up with the rest of us. Congratulations.
Yay.
All right, well, let's talk about this fucking thing. So I finally watched the season finale of Lost.
Boo.
Phenomenal.
Boo.
Phenomenal, guys. Good
Boo
job.
Boo this man.
Good job, guys. So if you don't, I don't know. I don't know if I'm giving anything away. When you end like that, okay. So let's start from the beginning here. 6 seasons later, it finally comes to an end, right? The culmination of being trapped on the island and figuring out everything that, you know, the island has to offer.
Okay.
And I just want to say I got good and fucking stoned before I watched it, just so that if I was sober and watched it and was completely disappointed with it, I could be like, well, it's my fault. I should have been high. I would have enjoyed it much more. So I eliminated that right out of the gate, okay?
Okay.
Right off the bat. I'm baked. I will enjoy this.
You did not, did you?
Well, I kind of did, but mostly I didn't. And I would just like to say that, yeah, if we all had alternate realities, everything would be just fine, especially if we had 10 more episodes to end this big, giant, hyped-up mess of shit we've created, and we're not allowed to wake everybody up as like it was a dream. We're not allowed that cop out, okay? So, if I have alternate realities, it doesn't matter if I suck in this reality. It doesn't matter. Because guess what? In another reality, I'm awesome. So who cares, right? So, if you keep having these alternate realities, nothing matters at all. Because in the next alternate reality, everything matters. So it doesn't matter. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Well, dude,
I just unraveled
it. Reality, Rodney McKay, he's a total badass.
He is a badass, see? And in an alternate reality, I've been in 100 fucking fights and I never touched drugs. And I suck to hang out with.
And Shepard's a know-it-all and you can't get him up in the morning and stuff, you know?
See?
Ronan, he's pretty much the same on both sides. So far that we've seen.
And there's a couple more things I want to say about this and then we're done talking about it forever, hopefully, thank God. So it doesn't
Fuck
matter
off.
If you suck because you. When you have alternate realities, everything's cool everywhere else. So that's fine. Great. There was a quote of one of the guys when they're at the end and the dude looks at the other dude and he's like, so like, we're waiting, right? Like, explain this. Like, what are we doing now? What's happening? What's going on? And the guy says, there is no now here. If there is no now here, then nothing matters. Then fuck us, right? Fuck everybody that spent 6 seasons watching this, me included. Except I got off easy because I bailed in the 5th when you started mercilessly hopping around through time. Okay, so if there is no now here, nothing matters. Okay, so, okay. And then they're like, so what do we do? And then the door opens and it's a big bright light. And he's like, well, duh, dummy. What do you do when you see a fucking bright light? You fucking walk into it. Why? Because you're fucking dead. Brilliant! Brilliant, guys! How much did you get paid to do that? Because that was fucking mind-blowing. Thank you. I'm glad it took 6 seasons to do that. Thank you. What do we do now? Well, first of all, there is no now here. Second of all, when you see the bright white light, just walk into it. The end.
Run away.
That's where the credits are. Thank you.
That's where the credits
Thank
are.
You, guys. Bravo. Unfucking believable. It was amusing for what it was, but I was like, that's, you did that, really? Like, verbatim? Hey, can you Google The Sopranos and tell me how they ended it? Because we're running short on time. Okay, yeah, it says here, they're in a place where there is no now here, and then it just fades out. Oh, that's, really? That's it? Because we have, like, 3 more episodes to burn. Oh, okay, well, cool, then we might as well, you know, make up some more bullshit. Oh, God. If people don't kill themselves because of this, I don't know what to say. There is... Hey, what are we doing now?
What?
I don't
know.
We're
doing a show.
There is no now.
That's not about loss.
There is no now here.
I hate that show.
That's what we're doing now.
I hate that show, and I am so ashamed to say that so many people sit down and watch that fucking show.
And into it. There's multiple podcasts dedicated to that shit. Just like the Harry Potter shit. The, you know?
Yes.
There's like shows dedicated to this. I guess, I don't know. That's going to be my next podcast. I'm going to start a 24-hour podcast. We're going to keep the dream alive, Jack. We're going to keep it alive just for Jack.
Nah.
So, and I watched, I guess they aired some, like, special. I don't know if it came out before or after, but kind of, like, interviewing all the actors and all that shit, right? And, like, it showed the writers or whoever those guys were, and I have to say, oh, my God. What, is it just me, or are those guys totally gay for each other?
Totally gay.
Totally, right? You didn't even, I didn't even have to tell you that, hey, by the way, these are the homos that wrote Lost. You were just like, who are those fags? I'm like, those are the homos that wrote Lost. Fucking fags.
It's like, no wonder that show blew so hard.
Did any of you guys see them? It was amazing. They're total fags. All right, anyway.
That show sucked.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I wish they would have just ended it, like, before the 6th season. Maybe it should have ended when I stopped. We're jumping through time. The end.
Yay.
Fade to black. All right, well, moving
Stargate
on.
Stargate Atlantis, much more
so much better, right?
Oh, yeah.
Only went,
I can follow it.
Only went for 5 seasons. Weird, huh? If they would have went one more, do you think it would have started sucking?
No.
Do you know why? Because they didn't write themselves into a corner, you fucking weirdo fags.
Dude, they actually have a, you know, storyline. They go on adventures, all this shit.
Once you tried to equate the Black Smoke Monster to the devil, you totally fucked yourself. There's no coming back from
that. Yeah,
that
was pretty
retarded. Let's end it in a church and make a big bright white light, and then everyone's like, oh, yeah, walk into the lights. Okay. Anyway, moving on. You guys remember Dr. Andrew Wakefield? We've talked about him a long time ago.
I remember him.
Okay, well, to catch everybody up, if you don't know, way back in the day, I think in 1998, this is the doctor. He was part of a panel that wrote a research paper and a study about, it was a peer-reviewed study suggesting a connection between autism and the vaccines for MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, right?
Right.
And ever since that happened, there was a huge fucking, like, anti-vaccine movement and vaccines cause autism movement, and people stopped, not everybody, thank God, but, you know, a lot of people stopped vaccinating their kids, and then we started seeing little outbreaks here and there, right, of these diseases we wiped out.
Right.
Jenny McCarthy jumped on it and was like, me and my husband, now ex, Jim Carrey, we have an autistic daughter and it's because of the vaccines. Right. Okay. So a little while ago, we talked about how the research paper that he had written got retracted, and the other doctors that were on it were like, yeah, you made up a lot of these statistics to make the paper say what you wanted it to say, right? And he's like, no, I didn't. And then it came out that he did. Well, now it just came out that Andrew Wakefield, Dr. Wakefield, he's a British, He lost his license to practice. He has been banned from practicing medicine in his home country. And that is so awesome. And that says, for a fact, you're a liar. And look what you did. And that I just think that's pretty fucking awesome. Yeah, it says, Wakefield was the first researcher to publish a peer-reviewed study suggesting a connection between MMR and autism. Legions of parents abandoned the vaccine, leading to a resurgence of measles in Western countries where it had been mostly stamped out. There are outbreaks across Europe every year and sporadic outbreaks in the U.S. Quote, this is Andrew Wakefield's legacy, said Paul Offit, chief of infectious diseases at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. The hospitalizations and deaths of children from measles who could have easily avoided the disease. And this is all on you. And that's, it's crazy that when, you know, it first came out, he didn't lose his license right away.
Right.
Like, they were like, well, maybe he's telling, you know, maybe there's more to it. But no, nah, there was not. He fucked up. So.
Nah, you just suck at life.
He was just told it. I think, honestly, I think what happened is that he was getting paid by whatever group wanted this study to say that, yes, vaccines do cause autism. They padded his pockets. He made the research say
Dude,
that.
Dude, you know what it reminds me of?
And he got busted.
It reminds me of that Futurama movie. When,
which one?
Fuck.
The Nine-Backed Beast or Bender's Bender? Bender. Or the other one. Okay, it doesn't matter.
The one where they're opening up the big casino and shit, and dudes, or, you know, whatever Wong is paying off the professor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, this isn't inhabited or whatever, and he's like, oh, there's new life forms of this, that, and that one's endangered. Oh, and he gives him the cash. He's like, oh, no, it's great. Go ahead and blow it up.
Yeah, dude, that's what they do, too.
And they're like, you need to have a scientist or whatever to do this, that, and the other. They're like, where's your scientist? And he's like, over there in the money shower. And he's like
totally like washing it.
He's
yeah.
Like, yeah,
that's totally what it is, right? That's, but you happen to get caught in your lie, and
yeah.
he would have brought it to the grave. I think he yeah. still thinks he's right, and there's still people that are like, vaccines still cause autism, even though we have all these lines of evidence that say otherwise. And they
good
still
news everyone.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a suppository.
Yay.
Yay.
In Britain, Wakefield's research led to a huge decline in the number of children receiving the MMR vaccine, from 95% back in 95, enough to prevent the outbreak, to 50% in parts of London in the early 2000s. Rates have begun to recover, though not enough to prevent outbreaks. In 06, a 13-year-old boy became the first person to die from measles in Britain in 14 years. And when you see numbers like that, like, you know, flu, that kind of stuff, people die from it every season, basically. But yeah. When somebody dies from something that we haven't seen in almost 15 years, like, maybe, you know, look into that. So, yeah, and there's quite a bit more info, but I'll put a link to this in the show notes, thejamhole.com. I got some other stories I'd like to talk about here. I just wanted to mention that that's pretty awesome that he lost his license finally. So, congrats, doctor. Or, excuse me, what do we call them now?
What are you doing?
Ex-doctor? What do you call
liar?
A
liar?
Because a president's always a president, regardless of how they go out, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So, is it the same with a doctor once you lose your...
You call
is
that one a liar.
Liar Wakefield? All right. Well, did you hear about this in Roseville, Michigan? You know what a Hooters is, obviously.
Of course
Have
I
you
do.
Ever, did you ever work at a Hooters?
No, I did not.
Just the classier actual strip clubs.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Well, a Hooters in Roseville, Michigan is being served with a lawsuit by a former Detroit area employee who says she was told to agree to lose weight or lose her job. Hey, fatty.
Hey, dude.
Quit eating the wings, fatty. Fatty McFat fuck.
Hey, dude, when I was a model, my agent was like, you need to drop 15 pounds in the next however many days so you can do this runway shoot.
I think that's...
I'm not joking.
I'd like to say that that's a little different because at Hooters, you're basically a waitress. Like, modeling,
yeah.
You are hired because you look a certain way. If you start to not look that way... Like, you can look however and bring people food. That it doesn't yeah. matter. But
at Hooters, you're in these tiny shorts and that tiny shirt and stuff, and you need to look like a Hooters girl.
But is that...
You can't have... You ever go to Hooters and get a fat Hooters chick server? You,
not at all, ever? But can okay. you... If... I don't think fat chicks go and apply there. Like, they know better, right? Because they don't have to say you're not getting hired because you're fat, but they will not hire you because you're fat. You
right.
know? It just, they're not going to come out and say
that. I don't think fat, ugly chicks actually go and apply at Hooters.
That's what I'm saying, to begin with. So, but maybe once you start working there, then, you know, you get comfortable, you gain
start
a few pounds.
Start digging on them wings.
They're like, I'm going to need to trade in this medium for a large. And they're like, we don't have large. We have medium or you're fired. which is it going to be? Cassandra Smith said Hooters violated Michigan law when it placed her on a 30-day wait probation earlier this month. You're on 30 days wait probation. We're going to give you random UAs to check the cholesterol level of your blood.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Nate Neener says, I wonder if Hooters refused to hire me, would I be able to sue?
Are you hot with big tits?
Hello?
I'll wait. Oh, hey, caller. You're live on the jam hole. Are you hot with big tits?
I was going to leave a voicemail.
Oh, well, you're live, so spit it out.
Hello.
That's awesome.
Cool.
You know, I just now called, and it told me I had to dial a 1 first. It's kind of funny, because it already knows what I should dial.
Skype knows, dude. They know you. Who's this?
This is Manifest.
Oh, what's up, dude? Long time no see. How's it going?
Yeah, I was just, I got a lot of Photoshop experience, so if you were still looking for someone to do that with your, whatever cast, the weed cast?
Yeah, hotboxpodcast.com. Yeah, look at the logo, make it better, and then let me know.
Okay, so is there somewhere I can get that?
Yeah, hotboxpodcast.com. You can get it there. All right, email me after the show, and I'll send you all my Photoshop files, okay?
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Appreciate the help.
All right.
Cool, man. Thanks for the call.
Talk to you later, then.
All right. Holla back.
Bye.
Hell yeah. See?
Anyway.
That's how it should work. Hey, I need this done. Oh, I'll do it, Matt. Word. Do it.
Anyway, Nolly's Undead says, I saw an Asian girl working at Hooters, .. No Hooters. Sad face. Well, and there's a story behind that because...
Asian girls look 12.
No.
Oh.
That's besides the point.
Oh, but I thought that was the point.
Every Hooters, most chicks, if they know this, this is why you see flat-chested chicks working there. Or like, you know, tiny, petite
because
chicks.
Because they're making payments on their breast enlargements.
If they are there, like in Florida, I know it's, it's 3 or 5 years. But after you've been there for so long, they will pay for you to have breast implants.
Really?
Yeah. If you become a vested employee after so long... they will pay for your implants.
You know, if I was like CIA special ops, I would maybe get some work done to my body, like, you know, night vision implants, things like that, muscle stimulants. I'm a waitress. I'm not having reconstructive surgery to continue being a waitress. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck where I'm a waitress at. It's not happening.
Other, flat-chested chicks, they want boobs, so...
I could see if maybe it's like, you know, why...
It's a personal thing.
Well, I was going to say, it's like why some guys join the army, and then they do their time, they get out, and the army pays for their school. So maybe if a chick... wanted to get breast implants anyway, she's like, I'll go work here for 5 years, get them paid for free. Done.
It's not like I would go there and get a job and then totally take advantage of breast implants, you know?
You like, are a woman of massive amounts of integrity if you do that.
Sandy that Cheeks says, awesome. Now I find out!
No shit.
Well, I can give you a good reference.
We'll
it's
open
cool.
up a Hooters here. It'll be fine.
I'll cook there. It's awesome.
So yeah, she resigned.
I like their
Go ahead.
Their ticket. God damn it! How you say it? Their
zip line.
Yeah, I love their zip lines, dude.
Every movie that has a scene at a Hooters has a girl going coming in. Titties.
Oh my god. Herpes. No, I like the zip line thing because that way it's all in order, and I don't have to fuck with it.
How did you figure that out? What a great feat of engineering prowess that was.
We'll
get them to
cool.
jump up with their big fucking tits and swing, you know? That's awesome.
I'm just saying, okay, not the tits and all that.
Oh, no,
I'm
saying
the cord and
it's
going
the tits
down. It's cool.
And all that. I'm saying. So, yeah, she resigned as a result. Her lawsuit filed Monday in the Macomb County Circuit Court said she received good reviews while working at the Roseville restaurant, but on May 14th, she says she was told to lose weight to improve her looks. You want to make tips? Uh-huh. Well, you got to be cute. Uh-huh. Well, how are you going to be cute? Lose weight? Exactly. Now go lose weight. Go lose weight. Hooters servers wear tank tops and tight shorts. Who wears short shorts? Hooters servers wear short shorts.
Yes, they do.
Atlanta-based Hooters of America says it has not seen the lawsuit, but insists it does not enforce a weight requirement. Maybe not at the corporate level, but we all know that store-to-store, it's the manager's job to enforce a weight requirement.
I hope they open a Hooters here, and will be my second part-time job.
I would love to just see lots of girls that were respectable in school just totally putting it all out there for like a $5 tip.
I would do it just to be...
That is America.
Just to be a Hooters girl once in my life, I would do that.
Nice.
Just to run around in those stupid shorts. And they give you like... because not illegal, I would say, but... some chicks don't have the nicest legs in the world.
Yeah, they all wear those fake legs.
Right. The,
egg
the
legs.
Skin tight things.
Legs in an egg.
They're like stockings, but not.
Right.
Right.
They're fake legs.
Yeah. Right. I think I'd be kind of... I wonder if it would cover up my tattoos.
They're prostheses.
No, they're not.
They're robot legs.
I just wonder if it cover up my tattoos, and I wanted to try them on.
Burger says,
like.
Danny working at Hooters, that is worth the 30-hour train ride. I'm with you, dude. I'll pick you up at the train station. We will go and make fun of her the whole night. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, whatever, dude. You would not.
You'd
be
get
like,
the most
oh my
tips,
God,
probably,
that's my girlfriend.
You're all assertive and shit, and you'd like roll up to a table full of dudes and just like have them eating out of your hand.
Oh, yeah,
you'd like arm wrestle one, put them down, and then the rest would be like, you're our master. Take us back to your frat.
Just bend over and be like, look at my boobs.
That's an awesome money. That just goes to show you that you can in fact use your tits to make money, in case you had any doubts before.
I was a stripper. I'm sure I knew.
I know. Okay. Thank well you. Moving on, West Virginia here got a story about a guy. This is pretty awesome. A marital spat over a late dinner has landed a man in jail on an arson charge. Okay, so a marital
what?
Spat, late dinner, arson charge. What happened?
What?
He's 60 years old. His name is Edward Jones. Probably not the guy that owns all of the financial places. Just saying. He came home Sunday, got angry at his wife. Why? Because dinner's not ready. Dinner was not on the table. He got pissed. They fought. She ran to a neighbor's house. She turned around and saw flames coming out of the basement and her husband exiting through the basement door. Witty pun on his tongue with a Zippo in his hand, just about to flick it and toss it as he says the witty pun. And just, boom! I got your dinner, bitch.
Is that what he said?
God, that's how it would fucking end for me.
Is that what he said?
No, but he fucking should have. In hindsight, I'm sure he would have. He kind of looks like Santa Claus. I'll put a link to this in the show notes. But yeah, he's in jail now. Where's dinner? Dinner's not ready? That's it. Fuck it. I'm burning the house down.
The whole fucking thing.
This is the last straw. You fuck.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe they had some problems prior to that.
You think? You mean it wasn't not having dinner ready?
Probably
that
not.
Blew him over the edge.
Yeah.
I'd say it's been building up for the last 15 of the 20 years they've been married together.
Probably.
Yeah, so. And not bad, though, for a 60-year-old fucking burning his house down because of
dinner.
He went
ape shit, dude.
60,
he's just done.
You're 60 years old, and that's the first time you've had a late dinner. Right.
No, but it's the first time you had a mental breakdown.
Yeah, that is true. Fucking breakdown. All right, well, moving on here. This is pretty horrific, and I'm sure you've seen it on Twitter. I saw it right before we started the show. If you're in the chat, check that shit out. Julio Aparicio, one of Spain's most famous matadors, was gored in the throat today during a bullfight.
Awesome.
But the fucked up thing is, like, there's a bunch of pictures and there's a video and they're really fucking fucked up. Like, you can see the horn
right
enter
through the mandible
under his chin and come out of his mouth. Dude, it's so fucked up.
He's lucky that horn
he's
was
alive.
Shaped like
he
that.
He survived, dude.
Well, yeah, just that's just like getting your mandible pierced. That's not
that's
a big
still,
deal. But...
Charlie Clown says, holy cow. That ain't no bullshit. There
but
we go. Thank you.
Anyway, he's lucky that that horn was shaped the way it was, or it could have just went through
straight
and stuck
through
his
brain. Dude, like Terminator 2
yeah.
through the milk carton style. Oh,
that could have been really, really
brutal.
Fucking bad.
That's
but
fucking metal, dude.
You know what? He's so fucking lucky. I bet
hey.
You the fucker didn't even lose any teeth.
You know what we
How
say?
How much you want to bet?
Mess with the bull.
You
get
the
horns. This guy got the whole in his face, dude. It's in his mouth.
Right
He's
through the mandible, dude.
Sucking him off and shit, dude. The horn. That's so fucking crazy. Yeah, the horn went through the tongue and penetrated the roof of the mouth, fracturing the jawbone. One of the medics who worked on Aparicio told the news in Madrid. And then there's an update. It said, after two operations, it appears leading surgeon, Maximo Garcia Pedros, has saved Aparicio's life. The bull, however, was quickly killed by the other matadors. I
of
see.
Course.
So if the matador kills the bull, we don't have like four more bulls coming out and being like, get him, guys. But if the bull gets a good shot in your mouth to the matador, we have like 20 more come out and kill the bull. That's
of course,
not fair.
Of course. You didn't notice that in those pictures. The bull's already all bloody and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, and like, I mean, if you're a bull and you're in that situation and a fool is trying to stab you, I have horns. You mess with the bull, I'm going to give you the fucking horns.
Or
he's
damn
only
well
doing,
try.
Well, and it's common sense, right? It's nature. It's animal instinct. Like, there's a threat.
You're hurting me. I'm going to hurt you back.
Exactly. And then he does that, kills the guy. He's like, now I can go home. Ah, fuck! There's 10 more of them, and they have spears and guns. That's fair, guys. Good.
Not cool.
Good job. The incident took place during the festival of Saint Isidro? Isidro?
Sound it out, Junior.
Considered to be the most important event in the bullfighting calendar at the Plaza de Toros Las Ventas Bullring, which can seat up to 24,000 people, just FYI. But
wow.
These pictures are gory.
Awesome.
If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. So pretty crazy. And yeah, I'll put a link to that in the show notes at thegemhole.com. Those of you listening live, you got to see it. So
it's pretty cool.
Moving on. India, I want to introduce you all to a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
This is my friend, the Tampon King. All hail the Tampon King. Now, you're
okay.
A female, correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, what do you
Today,
do
sure.
when your vagina starts bleeding? You go to the store.
It doesn't really. So
okay, let's
really
say
care.
Hypothetically you were a female and you bled out of your vagina once a month. You would what? Go to the store.
Plug it up.
With what?
A cotton
a
device.
Tampon, right? You go to the store. You buy tampons. You get home. You pop one in. And you're good to go. You're making tea, as I like to call it. Right?
Sure.
Okay. Now, what would you do if you were in that same situation, but in a third world country? You're a female. You're on the rag. The local religious beliefs probably say that now you're dirty and no man wants to even look at you, let alone talk to you, take you anywhere, anything like that while you're on the rag because you're impure, right? So what would
sure.
you do? You can't just go to the store and buy a tampon. How do you deal with this in India?
Rags, I would say. Because like back in the day, like in, what was it? What do you call that fucking time? Like when they thought dragons were real and shit.
Medieval back in time. The medieval
yeah,
times.
Yeah, medieval times.
the Crusades.
Right.
Awesome.
Chicks would take, like, linen cloth.
Chicks dig dragons.
No, chicks would take, like, linen cloth and stuff and fold it up.
Right.
Basically like a pad and just use that.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
So then they're like, you know, we can make a thing to put the pad in. So then they were, like, rolling up these big cotton towels and, like, shoving them in this tube thing and then, like, popping them in. And then they had to, like, go, like, inflated it. We've come a long way. Technologically, you're welcome. We've come a long way. Well, in New Delhi, there's a guy that is known as the Tampon King.
Okay.
Not long ago, women in the small South Indian town of Coimbatore were convinced that a 47-year-old, I'm not even going to try that name, was some kind of pervert. They're like, hey, pervert, what's wrong with you? After a failed attempt with his wife and sisters and a cockeyed do-it-yourself effort with a football bladder full of goat's blood, he finally hit upon a surefire way to test the low-cost sanitary napkin he was developing for India's poor. What's a sanitary napkin? Explain that to me.
Something for your vagina, I'm assuming.
As opposed to a tampon?
Yeah.
A tampon goes in it. A napkin, that kind of reminds me that, like, you just got done eating and you made a mess and now you need to wipe up your
something.
Mess.
Something, right. I don't know, like a baby wipe?
Right, a sanitary napkin. You need to clean up your mess, but you need to be clean about it. Otherwise, you'll get an infection because, you know, your body is a little weak because it's a, you know.
What?
It's Indian.
Oh, I thought you were going to say female.
Whoa.
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 I'm not
sexist
weak.
Sexist much?
I'm not weak.
I'm just saying you can't use an unsanitary napkin, otherwise you'll get an infection.
Bullshit.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. Don't get all offensive with me. It's not my vagina. I didn't make it. So he was testing out his...
You're not very much of a man when you wipe your dick after you pee, so ha.
Hey, it's because I don't wear underwear and I don't like pee dribbling on my clothes.
That's disgusting.
Clean your dick. What? You just peed out of it, so fucking wipe its mouth. That's all. Don't be
anyway,
a dirty
go
pig.
Ahead.
You what? You wipe your dick in your underwear? That's clean. Cool. That's disgusting.
No,
at least I'll walk around piss in my shorts all day. Come on.
No, it's disgusting. You don't wear
what? I'm the only guy that wipes his fucking dick with a sanitary pad, with a paper towel.
Oh, God.
Anyway, this guy was passing out free pads to college girls and collecting their used napkins for study. And he had a storeroom full of them. God, I bet that smelled
ew.
Just lovely. You know it's
ew.
India, right? So it already stinks as is. And then to add like 100 hanging unsanitary napkins. They were sanitary. When his mother saw it, she burst into tears and packed her things to move in with his sister.
Wow.
She walks into his room and he's in there like writing down
what
equations.
The fuck?
Like, oh, like, I got it. Eureka. Fucking unsanitary pads just dripping everywhere.
That's disgusting.
I've got it. I'm going to your sister's house forever. Quote, everybody claimed I'm a psycho, that I'm using this as a trump card to get close to girls, said Muruko, who taught himself English in the course of his research, partly to get past the telephone answering systems he encountered when he called U.S. suppliers. Quote, before going across that automatic, it will cost 300 and 400 rupees. The moment the operator starts speaking, it will cost 300 and 400 rupees. Then the person will speak in slang English, okay? Because this is a material that is only used by big companies. So if you're a big company, you have people that speak slang working for you? I don't get that. You outsource to cities with black people in them and they speak slang. Right? It's called Ebonics. I get it. I understand.
Sure.
Well, now nobody thinks he's a psycho anymore. In 06, this guy, Muruguru, a high school dropout, perfected a machine for making low-cost sanitary napkins against all odds. Like, he's fighting to make tampons. I bring you... sanitary pads against all odds. I've done it.
Why is that this guy's goal of
because
life?
Because deep
man?
Down inside, against all odds, he is a little creepy, I think. All odds is him getting caught by his mom in a room surrounded by dripping bloody tampons. That's his all odds. You did it. Bravo.
Yay.
Bravo, dude. You did it. You did something fucking Kotex did like 50 years ago.
You did it.
Yay.
But they're still not going to be allowed to go to the store and buy them.
And hey, newsflash, everyone in your country is broke. So even if you try to sell it, you're not going to make shit. You didn't plan that, did you? Like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm trying to sell this in a third world country. I'm going to get dirt and rupees if I'm lucky. That's awesome, dude. good luck with your business model. He did it.
Okay.
He did it. He even invented an alter ego to get past the gatekeepers at the U.S. firms that supplied the pinewood-based cellulose, not cotton. That's the trick that he discovered was the raw material he needed.
I don't understand.
This is crazy.
So it's like a cardboard tampon?
He wore panties. He wore a sanitary pad and a football bladder full of goat's blood to test these things out. Like, this is hardcore.
That's
research.
That's crazy, dude.
That, like, you have no access to any women that don't think you're still a weirdo pervert, right?
Probably not.
I need your tampons. Hey, are you on the rag? I need your tampon. Come here. Hey.
That's creepy, dude.
Do I smell you being on the rag? I'm going to need your tampon. That is creepy. No shit, everyone thinks you're weird.
Ew. A football bladder.
What is that? I don't even know what that is. Like a camelback full of goat's blood?
I'm
That's
just
weird.
Assuming
a camelback
bladder
camel's blood
football size.
Right. Or maybe it's just a football with blood in it. I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe. I have no idea, dude.
Yeah, so, well, he did it, and the local newspapers are reporting that the government is finalizing plans to supply free and highly subsidized sanitary napkins to India's poor. Yay. Fear not, women.
You don't have to sit on the toilet or in your hole for a week. Yay.
I mean, the men are still going to, you know, think of you impure during this time. But at least, you know, you won't be leaving red bloody trails everywhere you go.
You just look down, there's blood on your leg.
Yeah.
And you're
God
just
damn
like,
it.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're like, I wonder how they keep finding me on this week in the month. Weird.
Right.
All right. Well, moving on. Let's talk about Warner Bros. Warner Bro.
Okay.
Warner Brother.
Okay.
Okay. You know Warner Brothers. They're a large media company, right?
Very.
They are on the MPAA side, the anti-piracy side, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, it has apparently come to surface that Warner Brothers is actually being sued for stealing, okay, now stay with me. Warner Brothers is being sued for stealing anti-piracy technology patents. You're being sued for stealing something to keep people from stealing the shit you make. And now you're being sued because you stole that. Bravo,
Woo!
Warner Brothers. Way to set a stern example.
Wow, dude.
Amazing. The claim comes from a German company called Median Patent Verwaltung. According to new infringement lawsuits filed against Warner's Technicolor and Deluxe in New York and Germany, MPV says that in 2003, it introduced the studio to a method of marking films with a distinctive code so it could track back sources of piracy to the exact theater in which an unauthorized copy originated. And I've seen these before on my comings and goings on the internet. If this is what I'm thinking it is, they're serial numbers and sometimes a time code. But when a release hits the scene pre, you know, let's say on the black market, allegedly, usually the scene people, like there's big groups that do this stuff, the scene people will blur out that time code and that serial number or crop it out altogether. So, I don't know how they're tracking that if that happens. I can see if it didn't. Yeah, it's easy to track back. But for
I
the most
know.
Part, these scene guys are good. Like,
yeah.
there's a reason that they're still doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you bust, like, 10 and there's still 20 more that surface. Like, it's a never-ending thing. But I think it's funny
that's
that...
That's so funny, yeah, that they
this
got
company,
caught stealing.
Yeah, that's such a full circle.
I bet you they did it because they're like, who the fuck is going to look at us and go, you stole that anti-piracy thing from us.
They're like, wait, we're Warner
we're
Brothers.
Because we're a tiny,
mean,
smaller company and you're Warner Brothers.
You mean we
yeah.
don't own everything? Oh, okay,
no,
well,
they
how
do.
Much? How much do you want? We'll buy it from you. Too late.
I know, right?
You already stole it.
Fuck.
MPV says it has been trying to get Warners to pay for use of the technology since it allegedly began incorporating the invention in prints throughout Europe back in 2004. So this has been going on for quite some time here. Quote, we disclosed our anti-piracy technology to Warner Brothers in 03 at their request under strict confidentiality, expecting to be treated fairly. Well, there was your first mistake.
Yeah, right.
Right. Instead, they started using our technology extensively without our permission and without any accounting to us. You took it and you didn't even pay us. And that's fucked up. Like, these
that's
are developers.
Stealing.
These are developers, yeah. Like, you can't make such a big deal out of people stealing your shit when you're stealing from somebody else. Like, I'm sorry, you can't do that.
Nah.
However,
call being a hypocrite.
However, they had taken care to obtain patents to protect MPV's technology, and they are now in a position where they must assert their rights, which means cha-ching! We're finally getting
paid. Oh yeah,
paid.
Oh yeah. They're gonna be swimming in it, dude. They're gonna be bigger than Warner Bros. When this is all over with.
Fuck yeah, dude. Pay us. Warner Brothers declines to comment on the dispute. Yeah, you got busted, boys. Bros. Warner Bros.
Bro,
you got busted. But we've discovered that MPV made a little mistake in its New York lawsuit. Uh-oh. The patent that MPV cites in its complaint is 7,187,633, entitled Motion Picture and Anti-Piracy Coding. But our search of the patent records reveals that patent number has another title. Marking of a data medium material for information intended for reproduction. There is another patent entitled Motion Picture and Anti-Piracy Coding. And guess who owns it?
Who?
Warner Brothers.
Huh.
They snaked the patent or something that the MPV group initially thought they had. But they didn't. Same patent number, different title. That's fucked up. They may not get any money out of this.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, shit.
Did the Germans, here it says, accidentally steal the title of Warner's own patent when suing the studio for stealing? The answer appears to be yes. Reach for comment, New York attorney Richard Jarbiani, representing the plaintiffs, admits the error and says he will file an amended complaint. In the meantime, there's still the larger issue of whether a major studio stole technology to help it prevent people from stealing its movies. Which I think from what it sounds like they did, but what it also sounds like is they looked and saw that MPV made a patent mistake and quick got a patent
Boom.
Under that same name and was
Oh,
you mean our patent number this for that technology?
Yeah,
tough
we're going
to
need you to just go ahead and hand that over.
That sucks, too. And that is a, like, the patent, like, that's a cutthroat fucking industry, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Like, Apple suing HTC, who's suing this group, who's suing Apple. Like, you're all chasing your fucking tails, just burning money. And you know who's winning? The lawyers.
Yeah.
Lawyers,
that's true.
When people sue the fuck out of each other like that, the only people that win are the lawyers.
I need to be a lawyer.
I know.
And people hate lawyers.
I know.
But lawyers make a lot of money.
I know. You could pay me that much money and you could hate all you fucking want. I would not give a fuck. Like, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you over the sound of my ATM withdrawing thousands and thousands
right?
of dollars. Oh, what's that you said? Hold on. I'm getting more money.
I'm sorry. I just got this serial killer off of death row and got a lot of money for it.
I can't hear you over the sound of all of my money being counted.
Right.
That's awesome.
This mob guy paid me off to get his son out of prison. So, you know.
Good to go. All right. Well, I got a couple more stories here before we call it a night. This is pretty awesome. It's been a while since we talked about some religious, how do you call it? Tallywackery?
Fairy tales?
Philandering? Tallywackery?
I don't understand.
Tallywackering?
I don't understand religion, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, Sao Paulo, Brazil, a court has ordered the arrest of a Polish priest suspected of... What would a priest be suspected of doing? If you had to guess, if you just shot in the dark, if you had to guess, a priest arrested for...
Pedophilia.
Sexually abusing a teenager in Rio de Janeiro, perhaps?
Yeah, pedophilia.
And also, perhaps, turning his parish home into what the judge described as an erotic dungeon for sex with adolescents. Hey, guys, you wanna come over and check out my new erotic dungeon for sex with adolescents? Your what?
Yeah.
My erotic dungeon. Yeah, but what'd you say after that? Oh, my erotic dungeon for sex with adolescents.
Right.
That's awful.
And it's
good job, church. State prosecutors have accused Marcin Michael Strakonowski. Strakonowski, 44, of handcuffing the 16-year-old former altar boy to a bed 3 years ago in the parish house.
The altar boys, I knew it. They always have a thing for the altar boys.
I know. Do you think, though, if you were going and you were training and your parents were like, you're going to be the greatest altar boy ever, and like, you would maybe see these stories and be like, hey, mom, dad, I don't want to be an altar boy anymore.
It's like dude, that YouTube, or it's not even on YouTube anymore, but the same guys who make rats on cocaine. If you go to their actual website, and I can't remember what it's called at the moment.
Okay.
But they have that that little skit called Father Tucker, the child fucker.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And
there's a reason there's skits like that.
Yeah, and in one of the little episodes, he's having all these boys try out to be altar boys.
Nice.
It's so funny.
What was his criteria based on?
Like how long can you hold your breath underwater?
Right, not how much do you believe in God.
Right, how much can you not cry when I do this to you type of deal? Like,
wow.
You know, yeah.
That's brilliant.
And threatens them with burning their souls in hell if
Charlie
they ever
Clown
tell their parents.
Says, at least it was an erotic dungeon. That's true. It could have been a Dungeons and Dragons, and that would have been. That would have just
been a dungeon master.
I know.
That,
would have been no good. Fireball! Fireball!
Oh my
I
God.
I love that. Yeah, so 16-year-old former altar boy. Quote, I already know the flowers I will place on your coffin, Strakonowski warned. According to prosecutors, the Polish priest was suspended from his duties after the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Rio de Janeiro learned of the order for his arrest. Church spokesman Adionel Carlos de Chuna said in a statement, the Archdiocese expresses its regret over what happened, especially that we got caught. We are sad. And the people that are victims, we are also sad for. But we're mostly sad that we got caught. End quote.
Yeah.
He said that they found some erotic material sent to the victim via the internet.
Of course.
To seduce him. What could a priest possibly send to a 16-year-old to seduce him? You're a dude priest.
I have money. Can I put my penis
in
your
butt? Is it money?
Mm-hmm.
You're 16, though. Do you really care about money that much to just give it up?
I liked money at 16.
Enough to suck a priest cock?
Nah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's an old...
Maybe
you
if...
You have old balls at that point.
All right, you guys think about it this way. The kid's growing up in, like, a heavily religious home. Okay. Probably being forced to do this dumb shit that he doesn't want to do. And alternately, he's probably a drug addict.
So he's really sucking dick to get money for coke.
Right.
Oh. The body, the body and blood of Christ.
Yeah.
Ah. That makes perfect sense.
It does.
Okay. Well, I wish they would have
made
that clear.
Suck your dick.
I need some body of Christ, man. Come on. Come on.
Anyway,
this is so awesome that he he had a whole dungeon. The priest took other youths to the parish house, which he converted into a kind of erotic dungeon where he submitted them, often with the use of handcuffs, to orgies. He said, I submit this unto you, this awesome orgy. That wouldn't be so bad. I mean, are we talking, like, just a bunch of other dude perv priests?
Probably.
Or are we talking some, like, hot-ass nuns?
I think we're talking more adolescent kids.
Like, when he says orgy, he means a bunch of dudes having sex with him.
Okay, Tommy, I want you to put your private parts inside of Annie's private parts.
Okay, I think we need to clarify the difference between gangbang and orgy. Orgy is everyone fucking everyone, and there's chicks and dudes. Gangbang is one person, male or female, and a bunch of dudes, okay? We need to just... I need to clarify that. So, this was probably more of a gangbang than an orgy. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So I'm glad we're clear on that.
I'm clear.
Okay.
Good.
Church officials declined to provide additional information about Strokanowski, such as how you're welcome. Such as how long he's been in Brazil or his work history with the church. The police said Friday they had not located him. He's out. I'm out.
Done, dude.
Later, like, dude.
I'm gonna go to the next town and fuck all
I'm
their.
I'm going to the next country with no extradition treaty. I'm out.
Go fuck
like
all
a ghost.
Their kids.
I've been saving up all this awesome priest money I've been making. I have a safety deposit box with 245 deagles and a fucking passport and cash. Fuck, I'm out. Church. The priest also faces a canonical legal process by an ecclesiastical tribunal. The Acuna said the tribunal has taken what DeCuna described as the necessary measures. Sex abuse scandals involving the Roman Catholic Church have mushroomed like the tip of a priest's cock. Come on. Have mushroomed around the world recently, and some of the that was awful.
That was some awful. I can't even
why
believe
would
you
use,
dinged yourself.
Why
that.
Would you use the adjective mushroomed when talking about priest sex abuse? Come on. I mean, have a little respect. Because
someone's an asshole, and that's
really,
why.
Really? Like, all the adjectives to describe what you're trying to say.
Hey, Charlie Clown says unless they're Jewish, you don't know.
Okay, that's true. I don't know.
Well, you're not Jewish, and you're cut.
I am cut. I'm clean. Thank you.
No.
I'm clean.
You're circumcised.
My penis isn't scared. He doesn't need a hole to hide in, unless it's your pussy, or your asshole, or your mouth, or probably your ear.
That's a lot of holes to hide in, dude.
Okay, never mind. Bad example.
Yeah, very bad example.
But, more problems with this. That's horrible. Stop having sex with boys. Stop having sex, period. If you're
all
a religious
right, okay.
leader, stop having sex.
If I have to.
No, for real, though. We don't
all right, yeah, okay.
You're a religious leader. Have
if
sex
you
with
want.
God. Fuck God.
All right, that's what I'll
no,
do.
No, listen. Fuck God.
I'm going
no,
to.
No, listen to what I'm saying, okay? Fuck God, okay?
Okay.
Stop having sex with boys. Fuck God, and everything will be cool, okay? You're 83! Stop having sex! Christ. It's gross.
Yeah.
You fucking grossing me the fuck out. Stop having sex. Pretty please.
Nah.
Okay. Let's talk about anti-abortion fetus dolls.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Kind of.
Let's
talk
about
what happens after sex when you forget to pull out, okay?
Babies!
Norfolk. People are handing out plastic human fetus dolls, soft in pink and brown. Okay, we don't discriminate here. We have pink or brown. They're about 4 inches long. We're handing them out where, you may ask? At an elementary school.
Oh, my God.
That's right. The dolls, which were distributed over weeks or months, are not authorized by the division as instructional materials, the spokeswoman said. The employee that did this will remain on leave until school officials investigate the reports. That's awesome.
That's
I wonder,
fucked up.
I want one. What does it look like? If you guys run into one of these, thejamhole.com/POBOX. Go to that link.
What is it? What kind of?
It's a anti-abortion fetus dolls that come in either pink or brown, and they're about 4 inches long. Okay.
Anti-abortion
fetus dolls. Okay. They're pink or brown. They're soft and they're about 4 inches long. Pink
I kind of want
brown.
One.
I want
to
one.
Have it.
Send us one. PO Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 5093. thejamhole.com/PO Box.
I want
right
a fetus
there.
That I don't have to give
I know.
Birth to.
It's awesome. Oakwood principal Sheila says she was put on leave today. She didn't say, she just was. The division began its investigation after the pilot asked school leaders this week about the fetus dolls. The distribution of the lifelike forms among grade school children shocked and repelled some parents and teachers and school board members and God himself, who discussed them in a closed meeting this week. Quote, "It is hard to imagine that we would have an employee who believes it would be appropriate to share plastic fetus dolls with students in one of our schools." I'm glad there's such a thing as plastic fetus dolls.
It'd be a different.
My life
it'd
is
be
complete.
Different if it was like a hardcore Christian school and it was a high school.
Right.
Right.
But it's not.
Yeah.
And that's just fucking awesome. I'm
I can
glad.
See that in a Christian high school, not a public
yeah,
elementary school.
Yeah, where like half the school population already has real fetus dolls. Like,
right.
These ones are lifelike because they're real.
Yeah.
We're all pregnant and having kids. It's great. Join us. Join us. Join us.
God.
An Oakwood teacher told the pilot that the squishy dolls had been given to students in the third, fourth, and fifth grades over several months. The teacher, who asked for anonymity to avoid her getting her fucking ass fired, said several parents and staff were quite upset. What grade would you say is an acceptable grade to begin being like, after you fuck a chick, this is what's probably going to come out of her? Are they a little early? Third, fourth, and fifth grades?
No, I had sex education in like about fourth grade.
Yeah, and you ended up being a stripper. Bad example.
You went to a fucking close-minded Christian school.
And I still had more sex than you. Boom!
You don't know that.
You don't either.
But I knew how
know.
To fucking use a condom and birth control and how to pull out and all that. You know what? Those sex education classes
Charlie Cloud says,
made it to where I am not pregnant today.
No, your cancerous tumor made it so that...
Shut up.
Charlie Cloud says when the first pube pops. So what, third grade? Fourth grade? I don't know.
No,
anyway,
it was fourth grade for me. That's when we had sex education.
Stop indoctrinating your children into retarded beliefs and stop scaring them into something that could save their fucking life one day. Just because you fucked up and had a kid now doesn't mean you got to ruin their life. So.
MDS says, Danny knows how to pull out. She is a dude.
Yeah.
No, it's called, you push them the fuck off of you when you feel them contract all over.
Karate kick in the face. When they're like, oh God, baby, I'm about to douche. Ah, oh, you hit me, you fucking bitch.
It's like, well,
what the fuck?
We don't have a baby now, so yeah. Thank
awesome.
Me.
I could
Thank
totally see you doing
months.
That, just like roundhouse to the dome.
No, fucking I've had to literally grab dudes, like I'll
face?
Take them by the chest and like with both hands just douche, push
I could
them
see
right
you, like,
the fuck off.
Hit them and like face just slaps back blood and then dick also like blood and semen just tush, all over the walls and shit.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
brutal.
Yeah,
you are
sometimes.
Pretty fucking metal.
I'm pretty metal, dude.
The teacher said that attached to the dolls was a card with a pro-life message and information on fetal growth. Yay. I have a fetal growth.
Okay, so what
I'd like it removed.
What do the pro-choice people do? Do they hand out...
We don't hand out
squishy
little... Do they
hand out population statistics and how, like, the world's gonna be, like, dead in a few years?
No, but they should fucking start. We need to combat this shit.
Yeah. Or, like, show them pictures of... Ah! Oh my God, the cat scared the crap out of me.
Are you cool?
I'm good. But, like, they should hand out pictures of, like, 12-year-old mothers with sad faces and stuff. Do you want to be this girl? Do you want to... Look at this wrecked vagina picture I have.
You
Do you want,
this?
Want that?
This could be you. Now get out and give me 50.
Show them, like, a video of actual childbirth and some mom that's, like, totally overdoing it.
But wait. Mom's not done. She still has a little afterbirth to push out.
Yeah.
There we go. Charlie Clown says, that makes Matt that much more metal for betting that brutal metal chick. That's right. I'm metal for betting you, ho. Now get out and give me 50!
You're fag. Fag.
Oh, stop doing this. This is horrible.
Yeah.
Here, I want you to learn about fetal growth. Board member Kirk Houston Sr. said he examined one of the dolls. Quote, very lifelike, hit a herda, and it's a pro-life tool, he said. To be quite honest, that is so incredible to me. Really?
What?
How is that a staff member would do something so ... entirely inappropriate and unacceptable?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to go the other way there. He said board members were all pretty dumbfounded. Yeah. The administration has to look at it. That's obviously inappropriate, but of course we'll investigate. One of the parents said her fourth grade daughter recounted getting one of the dolls from a school employee who handed them out to students during lunchtime. Quote, She comes home with a fetus and says, "Mommy, look what I got." And I say, "Where did you get that and why?" "It's disturbing to see," said the parent. She asked not to be named so that her daughter wouldn't be vulnerable to retribution at school. What the fuck kind of school are you sending your kids to? Retribution? Are you kidding me? Really? Do they... I don't know. This is
good job. I don't know, D. I'm sorry.
Now when you're like, "Why are our kids all retarded?" This is why, okay? Just direct your attention.
Why did my 15-year-old get pregnant? I don't understand.
That's right. Direct your attention to episode 352 of The Jam Hole, which we'll probably name something about fetus growth, something. And that's why. So
let's just name it fetus growth something.
Good job. I applaud thee. All right, well, you ready to wrap it up? Another episode done and done?
I wrapped it up all the way until I met you. Oh!
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I did not.
All right, well, we got some Stargate to watch.
Pull out or use birth control.
TheJamHole.com, of course. Thank you guys so much for being with us. Email us info@TheJamHole.com, 406-204-4687. You can leave us a message. Remember, if you like weed, anything weed-related, on Tuesdays, we're doing the Hotbox Podcast, hotboxpodcast.com/live. You can watch that show. We'll start probably around the same time we usually start these shows, maybe an hour earlier. But, yeah. Tomorrow will be our first episode, so come hang out and be a part of that. It'll be great. Like I said, hotboxpodcast.com/live. Check that out there. If you have anything weed-related you want us to talk about in particular, send it in. Email info@hotboxpodcast.com. So,
I'll be there.
The Jam Hole.
I'm just not allowed to talk.
She'll be there. We can give you a mic if you want.
No, it's okay.
And you guys we have the phone line set up, same number as The Jam Hole, so if you guys want to call,
I'll just go outside and call in.
Talk about pot. That's right, so we have The Jam Hole, we have The Hot Box, and I want to start a tech geek podcast.
No, dude, you're not filling up a Thursday.
Well, when I quit my job, then I'll do that. But the name will be, it'll have a sexual innuendo to it, like Hot Box and Jam Hole will do.
Oh my God,
we do. We've done it. It's done. Ugh. But, yeah, until then, we'll see you guys Wednesday for another episode of The Jam Hole. Tuesday, Hotbox Podcast. Thursday, Hip Hop Don't Stop, Grizzly Jacks. It'll be great. I'm excited. So, thank you, guys. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.